You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, my funnel hacking friends? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. I'm back walking us through funnel hacking live. I know there's so many questions and people asking and want more behind the scenes. And so I'm glad you guys enjoyed these episodes so far. All right, so now we are moving on to day number two. Obviously, day number one was the Dan Kennedy day, which was crazy, as well as SeaWorld and all the other stuff happened day number one. Day number two was the intro of Funnel Hacking Live this year. And that was day number one. Technically, day zero was Dan Kennedy, day number one. And day number two now, this is the day where we had a chance to start getting more into a lot of the tactical trainings and things like that, right? Day number one, my biggest goal is give everyone such a big aha and like making it big where also you see the vision of what's possible for you, like how to create a movement, like all those kind of things is what I try to do with day number one. Day number two, now we start getting a little more tactical and technical, right? We did start the day. I've got the schedule here so I don't forget any of the pieces of it. We started the day with my friend Jenna Kucher. And if you guys know Jenna, she's one of my favorite people ever. We always joke that she's like my marketing sister. I'm her marketing brother. We geek out on all the cool stuff. But she's like the version of me that's more balanced. Like, and so we always joke. So I'm like, Jenna, if you work harder, you do so much more stuff. And she's like, Russell, if you relax, you have so much more fun. And so, but anyway, I've been trying to get her to speak in Funnel Hacking Live for years. And it's funny because what motivates most people, I'm like, hey, Jenna, you have 5,000 crazy funnel hackers here screaming your name. And she's like, doesn't do anything for me. And so every year I try to get her and never been able to. And this year I didn't think I could get her. And then she launched her book and she messaged me. She's like, hey, do you think I could speak at Funnel Hacking Live? And I was like, wait, what? Like, yes. And she's like, do you have any room in the schedule? I'm like, we literally don't, but I'm going to move things around. And maybe one of the reasons why Funnel Hacking Live was a little crazy this year, we had a lot of speakers because there's so many cool things I didn't want to miss. And Jenna was one of them. So we led the day off with Jenna, which was so powerful. Her heart is just, if you hear Jenna. Anyways, her presentation was amazing. And getting people back into just like, okay, like, don't stress out. You don't have to be like, you don't have to like judge yourself based on other people's success. Like, this is about you and about your journey, your mission. And like, she's such a good job of just making it more real for people. You know what I mean? And so she started. And after that, we started having a lot of people from our funnel hacking community. So the next speaker was Josh Forty. And Josh is someone who I've been watching for years, really enjoyed him. And this last year, and Josh is smart. Like he's playing the Dream 100, right? Like, I talk about Dream 100. I tell people how to do it. Most people don't, right? When they message me, Russell, you're my Dream 1. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And they always like do that. I'm like, Josh has been good. Like, he shows up things we're doing. Like, he's at the events. He's talking to me. He's buying me gifts. Like, he's always out there, right? Like, I need some help and stuff. He showed up. Like, I need some help with the podcast. He jumped on and did interviews for me for a whole bunch of, like, just always there helping and serving. But even with that, like, I don't just put people on stage to help and serve me, but that's how I get to know you, you know? And then the second thing is that people always ask me, like, how do you speak at Funnel Hacking Live? In fact, I'll probably do a whole podcast episode on this specifically, but you know, the big key is like, well, I'm looking for people who took one of my frameworks and developed it further, right? Like that, like, here's my Expert Seekers book, right? Like, this is the book that I wrote that I love. And inside this book, I talk about the four stories. And one of the stories is your core origin story. And Josh went and he's developed this whole framework on top of that 15-minute part of this book, right? He went deep on it. And it's like, hey, that's my favorite part of the whole process. And he created this thing called the Master Story, and he went deep in it. And so, like, I was like, yeah, I want him to speak because he's taking one of my frameworks and elaborating, expanding on, like, going deeper with, like, that's one of my favorite things. It was fun having Josh up there on stage and, just someone who's been in the community for so long, giving and serving and being around. And he did a great job with his presentation, going deep on the Master Story, which is the first story you tell somebody when they come into your world, on your webinar, on your Facebook Live. It's the story, you know, for me, it's my potato gun story. How many of you have heard my potato gun story once or twice or a million times, right? Like, it's that initial story about how you discovered the thing you discovered, right? One of the mistakes people make with the origin story is they think it's like, oh, it's how I was born and this is what all the things I went through. It's like, no, the origin story is the origin about how you were introduced to the framework that you're teaching or you're sharing, right? And Josh's master story was just going deep on that at a really cool level. Next, we're Taylor and Attica. They are from Germany, and they're cool. They got a Two Comma Club Award at Funnel Hacking Live a couple years ago, and met them on stage, gave them the award. And afterwards, I don't even know how we connected, but I started following them on Instagram and started watching them. And it was so cool because they were like living the lifestyle they were talking about, right? Like, they were traveling the world, doing cool things, And if I'm completely honest, I watched their Instagram, I'm like, man, like, they are living the life. I want to be them. But on top of that, what I watched them doing, what was so cool, is like then they would go to different countries like Germany and other places, and they would do these events teaching other people how to build your own course. And they were showing people, and like Taylor would send me videos of their events, like, hey, we're here in Germany right now, we're here in Bali, we're here in these different countries, and here's 100 people, and they're all building funnels on ClickFunnels right now. And he showed me, and he's doing these things all around the world, taking our software, you know, and doing these events all around the world, teach people how to build courses on ClickFunnels. And I kept seeing it for like 2 years, and just like, I'm like, these guys are so cool. And we haven't had a lot of like international people coming and speaking at Funnel Hacking Live, and I was just like, man, they're cool. They're living the lifestyle that people are dreaming of. Plus, they're actually teaching other people how to do this on our platform. It was just such a cool story. And so they came and presented, and it was just really fun having them there. Taylor then put a plastic bag on his head, and you gotta watch the replays to find out why and all sorts of stuff. But it was really powerful hearing their whole story. After that, Tyson Durfee, who's the world champion calf roper and a funnel hacker, I had him come and speak because he's someone who's, again, one of the best in the world, you know, world champion calf roper. And he told me that while he was on the road traveling doing this calf roping, he read the Expert Seekers book. This is not supposed to be a plug for the Expert Seekers book today, but come on now. As long as we're here, right? Anyway, and he told me he read the stuff, and then he launched a whole course teaching calf ropers, like how to become good calf ropers. And he's got a side business now doing that. And as he's getting older in his career, he's been helping other athletes, and like so he's built his course, plus he's helping other athletes build courses. And so I wanted him to talk about like in the next era of your life, right? Like you're a world champion calf roper or a wrestler or whatever you were, right? How to like take that to the next level and turn that into a course and a product and something you can serve people with. And so that's what Tyson spoke about. It was really, really cool. He had Colette come on stage and actually calf rope him, which was awesome as well. And then the last presentation before the battery on this video camera dies, Steve Larson and I did one, and it was called Dramatic Demonstrations. And we're working on a book together on this topic. And this, for me, was probably my favorite presentation of the event that I gave. Like, I had so much fun out there, and Steven did. It was like so cool, like showing these dramatic demonstrations, showing these people who had died, who passed on, like what they had done and how we could replicate that with what we were doing. I was showing people like just like the, funny again, the Expert Seekers book launch, like all the dramatic demonstrations we did to get that book into the ecosystem. And I don't think people believed or understood it. And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize like that's, I thought I just had to build a funnel. It's like, no, you build a funnel, then you do these dramatic demonstrations to fill the funnel. And it was just such a powerful presentation. So anyway, that was one of my favorites as well. And it was just cool because we got to share old stories from old dead marketers and business people. That was really fun as well. So, all right, my battery's about to die on this phone. I'm going to pause. I'm going to probably pick this up on my iPhone. I'll be back in a few minutes to finish out the exciting story about day number two. All right, my friends, welcome back. Now we are streaming from my phone. I hope that doesn't, hopefully the audio comes in the same and the video looks good as well. Okay, so after me and Steven talked about dramatic demonstrations, we broke to lunch. And we come back from lunch, I had a chance to get on stage again with Mr. Myron Golden, and we were talking about persuasion secrets. And that was another just super fun presentation where Myron and I kind of tag team back and forth, where he would show like one of the persuasion secrets he does to close people from stage. I would go back and show one of mine that I would do, and we'd go back and forth and back and forth. And I think we had like 15 or 18 that we were going to share, and after I think we got through 10 and then our 45 minutes was up, I'm like, oh man, there's so many cool things I want to share with you. But there's one piece that was cool. And I'm talking about this right now because on day four, I'm going to come back to it because day four, I re-referenced this. But I showed people like the psychology of sales from my mind, right? I'm big right now studying like the mind, the subconscious mind, the lymphatic system, like how like all of our brain works, right? With emotion, logic, and fear. And so I drew a big picture of the brain, and I showed like, when I'm doing my presentations, like this time I'm speaking to the emotion side of your brain, the logic side of your brain, right? Here's what I'm doing to reprogram things subconsciously as I'm speaking to sell, and here's the thing to do to like block your fear. And I showed that whole process and the whole path, and I showed how I did it inside the Perfect Webinar and how I make these things, right? And this is how I persuade people. And it was cool because people had a big aha about it. Like, oh my gosh, like I see now what he's doing. Like the psychology and the strategy behind it, not just like, oh, I'm going to tell three stories and then you're stacking the clothes. Like, no, there's so much, so many cool things. And so I shared all those things with people and they kind of freaked out. And then on day four, I did my re-pitch. I re-brought that back. So I'll talk about that day number four, but it was really cool. And then Myron is just, you know, he's amazing as always. And his stuff he brought was gold too. So Myron spoke. After Myron, it was fun. We had Christine Morrell, who I've had her speak like all of my events recently because she's so fun. She makes these funny ads that are ridiculous. I was like, her first ad that went viral was like in her backyard during COVID with a toilet seat, a rocking horse, and like whatever she could find in her backyard. And she's now turned this into this whole business where she's, you know, for herself, but for other people, where she makes these ads, and they're funny, they're hilarious, and they go viral, and the ad cost drops down. We add humor. And so she came and taught her strategy for how she does her ads, which was, you know, amazing as always. Which is so cool. After that, Allison Prince, who's been one of my favorite people to work with. You notice the theme, like all people speaking are my favorite people. But Allison literally is one of my favorites ever. She was one of our partners in last year's Toucan Quebec's coaching program, and everyone loves Allison. She's just so great. And I had her speak about how to use influencers to promote your products and services, which is really just a cool way. You know, we talk about affiliates a lot of times, but she was talking about influencers. And she started her presentation talking about how she's sick and tired of giving Mark Zuckerberg money. Like, he's got enough. Let's give these influencers. And so it's all about finding these micro influencers who have a following, who have a list, who have these different things, and then paying them to promote your products or services. And it's a great way to get traffic where you're not relying upon Facebook or Google or YouTube or things like that. And it's one of the things that I wish we talked more about in our community. More people aren't doing it, yet it's the thing that gives you the ability to grow and to scale without having to rely on Zuckerberg, which is great, right? After Allison spoke, then Mark Joyner came out. Mark was my original pre-Dan Kennedy mentor. Mark's who I learned internet marketing from initially. And he's, just brilliant business person, brilliant mind, but someone also who's just been a friend and a mentor for me for so long. And we tried 2 or 3 years to have him speak for Hacking Live, but there's always a reason he couldn't. He's lived in different parts of the world and just couldn't get there. And this time it worked. And it's funny because the first 30 minutes he went up there and he actually spoke on a lot of stuff he's excited by, which is future and technology and where things are going. And some things were scary. Like I'm like in backstage, like, why are you telling people this? This is scary. And then he was able to bring a lot of hope at the end as well. And then I had a chance to jump on stage and do a quick 15-minute interview with him about integration marketing, which he's written a lot of really good books, but integration marketing is the most simple and I think the most powerful one, which is how do you integrate your product, your service into the sales channels and sales processes of other people, which is how we built ClickFunnels, by the way, BTW. I read Mark's book. I'm like, ha, I'm going to do what he just said. And we did. It was amazing. And it was just, I mean, between having a chance to interview Dan Kennedy and interview Mark Joyner, my two first mentors on stage, was crazy. I got a picture of them together. But it was one of the highlights for sure, is having Mark there and being able to show him. Like man, it was almost 20 years ago when he retired from internet marketing and he stepped away and he did this big farewell package where he sold his courses, sold his company, everything. And he called it the farewell package. And I bought that. And the farewell package was like, that was my beginning. And so to be able to see, like, when I retired from teaching internet marketing, Russell's one of the guys who grabbed the gauntlet. And now, 20 years later, this is what he built. And it was cool to be able to show that to him and let him realize it was, like, on the back of all the stuff that he had learned and figured out. So Mark was amazing. And then after that, me and Todd came out, and we showed everybody ClickFunnels 2.0, which was so cool. It was the official launch. And this was fun to me because Todd spent the whole week working on slides for this one. So I hadn't even seen a lot of it. He's going through slide after slide after slide, showing the things, how it works. And everyone's freaking out. And we did it similar to if you've ever seen Marvel, when they launched the new MCU after Endgame happened, they did at Comic-Con, they did this big show. And they had on the back screen, they had this huge, like, huge screen. And they had a timeline of, like, here's all the movies coming out. And you could see it all and then, like, where it's going. And so we did the same thing. Like, we had this huge timeline across the back wall. And it was like, here's all the features that are being launched today. And then it had, like, today. And then here's the stuff coming in the near future. And we showed this huge timeline. And people were going crazy. I was going crazy. We had everyone go sign up for ClickFunnels. Almost the entire room went and signed up for ClickFunnels 2.0, which was really, really cool. And it was the beginning. Like, 2.0 was officially live at that point forward. And everyone was telling me they were gunning for who's going to be the first Two Comma Club winner on the new platform. And so far, well, spoiler alert, as I'm recording this, we just finished the live ClickFunnels 2.0 launch. And so we became the very first Two Comma Club member. And we are about, I don't know, 12 days away from being the first Two Comma Club X member on ClickFunnels 2.0 platform since the first round of rebuilds hit, which is exciting. So now, right now, the number two slot, if you guys can go for it. I went it first, but I'm looking for who's going to be the number one after me, the number one, like, actual person who is a ClickFunnels 2.0 Two Comma Club winner. So the gauntlet is set for all of y'all. After we launched that, we had dinner. We came back from dinner. We had the Two Comma Club Awards, Two Comma Club X Awards, Two Comma Club C Awards, Affiliate Awards, like, huge awards ceremony. Went for like 2 hours, which is always crazy. And after that, we had Tom Bilyeu came out, and Tom talked about NFTs and how you can use NFTs inside your value ladder and how they work. And it was really cool. Unfortunately, because of, like, anyway, hotels and unions, we had to be out at a certain time, or else it's like time and a half the next 2 days. It would have cost us like $1 million if Tom went over. And luckily Tom was so gracious. He went and like landed and ended like 1 minute before we had to like start paying everybody overtime. And he got off the stage, but he did a great job talking about NFTs. And then he opened Q&A like he loves to do. And people ask questions that were not related to NFTs at all, but it was still awesome. He was out answering relationship advice and other cool things. And Tom's just such a cool dude. And it was just really fun having him out there and sharing his stuff. So that was day number two, you guys, of Fun Hiking Live. Once again, like day zero was insane. Day one was insane. Day two was like any one of those days in and of themselves would have been worth the ticket price 10 times over. And that was just one of the days. So day number three, I'll talk about during the next podcast episode. We had some amazing stuff happen there as well. And then day number four. And yeah, what an amazing, amazing event. For those of you who were there, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you loved it. I hope it transformed you and changed you. And for those who weren't, we're already planning next year's. And I think we've almost finalized our first keynote speaker. It's going to be insane. I've been trying to get this person for 4 years now. So we'll see. Contract's not, ink's not signed, so I can't say who it is yet, but you will melt down when you find out who it is. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right. Thanks you guys so much. Appreciate you all. And I will see you on the next episode here of the Marketing Secrets Podcast.